What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, tell me what the difference between a condominium and an apartment house is, if there is any difference.
I don't know the difference.
Okay, but have you heard of condominiums?
I've heard of, but like saying, I don't know the difference between a condominium and an apartment.
Okay. Can you tell me some different types of apartment buildings they have around here?
Different types?
Yeah, like, do they have high-rise ones?
Well, they don't have high-rise, but they got two-story. Now they got, well, you might consider that high-rise, but they got one for, I didn't find it built for the older people. It's about 12 stories.
The towers, those?
Yeah.
I've seen them, yeah. Now, would you wouldn't consider that high-rise as a taller?
Well, actually, I've seen taller buildings, a lot taller, apartment buildings.
In Mobile?
No.
Okay. So that would be high-rise for Mobile?
Yeah, for Mobile, that'd be high-rise.
Okay. Do you know what the two-story ones are called? Do they have a particular kind, a name to... So that if you heard the name, you know it meant two-story apartments?
Two-story apartments.
Just, how about garden apartments?
No.
Okay.
We call those projects.
Oh, okay. Are most of the projects here two-story apartment buildings?
Let me see. Well, I only know of three of them. That's A.F. Owens, Jesse Thomas, and Roger Williams, and all three of them are two-story.
Okay. And all three of them are projects?
Yeah.
Are they all three in the same neighborhood?
No. Two across town and one in Tumbleweed.
Okay. Do you know what a tenement is?
I've heard of it.
What does it bring to mind?
Tenement is like... It's along the line of a motel. You know, you got cottages in there. Something like cottages.
Cottages?
Yeah.
Okay. But then you rent them or something?
Yeah,
like
you rent them.
Right, what's a flat? An apartment called a flat. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I heard of flats. But we don't refer to apartments as flats.
Okay.
We refer to a regular house as flat.
Oh, really?
Right.
That would be a house that's just one floor?
No.
Okay.
The house you want. Like you said, you're going out to buy a house. The fellas I hang out with say, I'm going to look for me some flats today.
Oh, really?
Right.
And it could be any kind of house.
Any kind.
All right. Okay, most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing and electrical repair. What would he be called?
Janitor or the maintenance engineer.
Or the maintenance what?
Engineer.
Okay. That's a fancy name for him.
Yeah, that's a fancy name. I just call him a janitor.
All right. How about, there's another man who usually lives in the building, and he's there to, listen to complaints, or if there's a vacant apartment, he's there to show it to new people. What would he be called?
Landlord.
No, he doesn't own it. He works.
I know, but we did call him landlord.
Oh, you still call him landlord, right. Anyway? Okay, ever heard of superintendent?
Yeah.
Or manager?
Yeah, but we did call him landlord.
All right. What do you cut the grass with?
Lawnmower.
What kind do you have?
I have.
Your family?
Right now, I don't have him.
Oh, okay. Well, what are the different kinds of lawnmowers?
We have a power mower and a push mower. Okay. Power mower could be the gas or electric.
Okay, how about the kind that you sit on?
Ride mower.
Alright. Have you ever heard of a little, I think it's electric, it's a little tool that's used to loosen the soil in a garden before you plant?
Plow.
Alright, it's smaller than, it's called a tiller? You ever heard of
the tiller? Yeah,
the
tiller.
Did I describe it?
Two-wheel. Got two wheels and a plow in front, or a bladed turn.
So it does act as a small plow?
Right.
And is it electric?
Well, I've never seen an electric when I seen a gas.
Okay, I'm sure you're right. I've never seen one at all. How about a little tool that you use, it just fits in your hand and it's shaped like a little scoop?